News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The first hunting fatality of the gun deer season has happened in central Wisconsin in Lincoln County, where a man collapsed Saturday at a hunting camp. More from WSAU's Raymond Newpert.
Lincoln County deputies and Tomahawk EMS were called to the Wildwood Avenue cabin around 4 p.m. on Saturday. 50-year-old J. Michael Leggett is a former Tomahawk area resident who was back in the area from Los Angeles. He had returned from the woods on an ATV, stepped off, and collapsed. Family members located him and performed CPR until paramedics arrived, but Leggett could not be revived. No foul play is suspected. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
As we are in the middle of the gun deer season, Wisconsin's DNR secretary says recommendations from the state's deer trustee will be presented in January to the Natural Resources Board. Governor Walker hired Texas-based whitetail researcher Dr. James Kroll. While some have criticized Kroll's recommendations, DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp says she thinks the plan is innovative and is worthy of further discussion.
Really, the Kroll report and the implementation of that is all about partnership and relationship building between the department and the public we serve. You know, this particular case, it happens to be on deer management, but it's also about healthy habitat, which helps other wildlife. And whether you're hunting deer or you're viewing deer, there's going to be something in this for everybody.
Wildlife was moving a lot in the last week, even before the gun deer season began. In Lincoln County, there were 27 car and deer crashes in the week, and 24 of them happened before opening morning. President Obama is trying to ease Israeli concerns about an agreement to halt the expansion of Iran's nuclear activities. The president spoke on the phone with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for about a half hour yesterday. A spokesman for the Israeli leader says Netanyahu still believes the deal with Iran is a historic mistake. Investigators need help identifying the suspects in a series of frauds in the Plover and Stevens Point areas, as we hear from WSAU's Larry Lee.
The three people wanted for questioning may be responsible for over $7,800 worth of unauthorized purchases on credit cards. Portage County Sheriff's deputies say the purchases were made October 11th and 12th at Target and Triggs in Stevens Point and at Kohl's, Lowe's, Walmart, Staples, and Chili's in Plover. The suspects were caught by a security camera. If you know who is in the photos, contact Portage County Crime Stoppers or your nearest law enforcement agency. We have that phone number and the photo of the suspects at our website. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Maybe you heard about this incident over the weekend at Riverview Hospital in Wisconsin Rapids. A driver in an SUV left the road and struck the brick wall of the emergency department. Now, staff say they train for those kinds of service-disrupting accidents. Nan Taylor is the director of business development and community relations for the hospital, and she says this is a kind of situation that they do practice for.
We are practicing on a rotational basis, and we try to hit the variety of incidents that may occur, anything from some kind of epidemic to this kind of incident where the building has been compromised.
Now, this kind of incident was classified as level 4. Hospital staff say they had the situation under control quickly, and they brought in teams to clean up and evaluate the structure before resuming operations a few hours later. This was kind of strange. 2 days after the nation marked the 50th anniversary of JFK's assassination, people gathered at the grave of his killer Sunday, the 50th anniversary of the murder of Lee Harvey Oswald. It was 50 years ago Sunday that he was shot by Dallas nightclub owner Jack Ruby at Point Blank Range. For this shortened holiday week, let's get our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Mostly cloudy and breezy for this Monday. A couple of flurries possible, a high of 32. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a few snowflakes and a low down to 17. On your Tuesday, really feeling like winter again. Mostly cloudy, it'll be breezy, a high of only 22. Still some flurries possible, a northwest wind at 15 to 25 miles an hour. On Wednesday, partly cloudy and cold, a high of 24. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Well, after a very cold start to the opening weekend of the gun deer season, temperatures are actually going to be warmer than what we've seen over the last 48 hours. Many folks around central Wisconsin are waking up in the 20s. You can get the six-day forecast plus hour-by-hour temperatures and the latest weather radar 24/7 on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.